Welcome to the podcast of one man and his mic. For this show, your host, Kenz, has researched the relationship and influence of the French composer Jean-Michel Jarre on chiptunes and their related remixes. So kick back, have a hot dog, and enjoy Kenz in One Man and His Mic.
Thank you very much, Marcel Donnet, for that superb introduction to this One Man and His Mic, Jean-Michel Jarre special. My name is Kenz, and I'm here once again to bring you an hour of retro computer music. This show features Commodore 64 remixes done in the style of Jean-Michel Jarre, along with covers of Jarre tracks done on the Commodore 64. To start things off, I shall hand you back to Marcel Donnet with his version of a Commodore 64 tune by Jeroen Kimmel called Watch It. And now let's hear a Commodore 64 version of one of Jean-Michel's most famous compositions, Oxygen Part 4. This superb rendition was produced by Stein Peterson. and now we hand over to another of the great Jar-style remixes, O2. This is his amazing remix of the Rob Hubbard tune from Nemesis the Warlock, done in the style of Jar, complete with an excellent bouncy Equinox-style bassline. Take it away, O2! Let's hand the synthesizer keyboard back to Marcel Donnet now for a rather magnetic cover of another Rob Hubbard tune, Phantoms of the Asteroid. Some more music from the Commodore 64 now. Here's a cover of a track from the Jean-Michel Jarre album Chronology, which I really like as it was kind of a return to the analogue style of classic albums like Oxygen and Equinox, but still with a modern twist. Anyway, you can't get much more analogue than this Commodore 64 cover of Chronology Part 3 by Phobos. time for O2 to take the helm once again with this stunning remix of the Rob Hubbard tune from Zoids. This is the version that was featured on the Back in Time 3 CD, which you can still buy from c64audio.com.
Thank you.
And now let's lighten the mood a little with this chirpy rendition of yet another Rob Hubbard tune. Razmo has tackled the in-game music from Action Biker and has infused his remix with bouncy Jar-style backing. Over to you, Razmo.
Thank you. Splunge!
Thank you very much, Rasmo. Next up is a track from Marcel Donnet's Sidology album, which features Commodore 64 remixes done in the style of Jean-Michel Jarre and Vangelis.
For techno buffs who are listening,
here's how Martin Galway's amazing theme from Miami Vice might sound if it was performed by Jean-Michel Jarre. Thank you. another Commodore 64 remix by O2 now. And this time Mark Cooks's classic theme from Ghosts and Goblins gets the Jar treatment. And now it's time for some more music from the Commodore 64. Here's an excellent cover of Magnetic Fields Part 4, which has been painstakingly recreated on the SID chip by Thomas Danko.
Here is the one of the first modular synthesizers I've got to make lots of very interesting sounds that I could perform with this strange old box. Thank you.
Staying with magnetic fields, the next track is an incredible remix of Rob Hubbard's One Man and His Droid theme. Here we have Marcel Donnet with One Magnetic Field and His Droid.
Thank you.
It's time to start winding down the show now, and so here's a relaxing track from the Sidology album. It's Jean-Marcel Donnet with his version of Martin Gouway's Rambo High Score theme. For the final track, I've chosen a remix of a Ben Dalglish Commodore 64 tune. The tune is called Tsar Jazz, and it was originally based on Rendezvous Part 4. Marcel Donnet has cleverly remixed Tsar Jazz in the style of Rendezvous Part 4, so the track has now come full circle. Genius! Anyway, thanks for listening, and as Jean-Michel said at the end of his Houston concert, I hope to see you again in 150 years. Good night!
surface is fine and battery depressed in the surface. This Mayo radio check. Yeah, just stand by a second. I'll move this. Uh-oh. Can you pull the door open a little more? Okay, Buzz, we ready? Okay?
Okay.
All set. Are you getting a PV picture now, Houston?
Oh, that looks beautiful from here, Neil.
Houston, roger out.